This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, hello. It's a Wednesday on the WIP afternoon show. Makes Ike laugh every time I say it's
every
a Wednesday.
Every time you do it.
Yeah. Welcome in. Going to be a big show. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling pretty good there, brother Spike. Listen, last night, regardless of how it ended, fact of the matter is, a win is a win. And we move on. Jackie Baseball, chin up. Chin up. Chin up. How is your boy?
Do you think this is a perfect year for Jalen?
Prove it year. Guess what it is.
I saw somebody took that literally yesterday.
Yeah, decided to write about it.
Thanks to the WIP Twitter account. Yeah. You know, appreciate that.
Yeah. Always, you know, helping people help people.
Yeah. Thanks, Lou. I know you're listening. Thanks, Lou. Big show as always today. The Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings return at 4:30. Broads joins us at 3:30 for a truly 50-second Flyers in 50.
Yeah. Hold on, man. Tox got fired. Yeah, that we call him?
There, it's done. Do we even need to bring him on now? We did all the news. And Larry Anderson joins us at 3 o'clock. Talk about the Phils.
So L.A.
So, you know, Ike did mention the win last night. And it seems like everybody's a little bit mad about the win last night, if I'm taking the temperature of everyone. And
celebrating the win?
Well, I was celebrating the win. I was happy. I mean, I was ready to melt down when it looked like they were going to lose, but they did win. And I've been thinking about that game last night, and I think how you look at that game determines what you think about the Phillies right now. If you take away the bad from that game, and there was some, right? Then you don't think they're any good. You truly just don't think they're any good. We're just going through the motions this season. It's over. Don't worry about it. If you take away the good from that game, then you think they're good and still have a chance this year. Last night's game is sort of like a test of how you look at it, is if you think the Phillies are any good. So if you think they're bad, you see the errors from Trey and the errors from Rojas and Kirkering blowing up again, and the team got lucky, right? They're lucky they were playing a team worse than they were. And if you think they're good, like, I think they're good. I look and I see Trey Turner had 4 hits. Rojas, it actually looks like a real hitter this year. Hits a home run before Bohm even does.
There it is.
Zach Wheeler dominates last night. Alvarado gets the bases loaded, strikes out the side, gets out of that, and they find a way. They put on some runs at the end of the game, which they haven't done all year. You know, a game that is 3-2 going into the 8th inning was always going to end in a 4-3 loss. They tack on a couple of runs in there at the end of the game. So, end of the day, I look at that game last night, and I think that is a good win because I think they are a good team that found a way. 215-592-9494. Coming away from that game, do you think that is a bad team that got lucky or a good team that found a way?
I tell you, man, listen, you continue to amaze me when it comes to the Phillies in this season.
Yes.
And your view on these guys, even when they don't look their best. I commend you for that. I'm being serious. I think, listen, there is something there you hope in the team that they can sort of eventually pull through and they can be more consistent and start playing the baseball that you hope that they would play prior to the season. I just don't see it, Spike. I just don't see it. I'm not going to throw the towel in on the season. It's not even Memorial Day yet, so I'm not throwing the towel in on the season. But I just don't feel good about the team. And last night, really, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's what you're feeling coming out of that game probably is the predominant feeling that you have with the overall view of the team. And that's kind of where I'm at. It went from, man, Zach looks great out there tonight, right? Back-to-back starts where he's looking like the Zach Wooler that we saw as a Cy Young runner-up last year.
Really made one mistake the whole night.
Yeah.
That was it. Yep.
And that can happen. I'll never hold that against the pitcher. Trey Turner.
Because you're a Nola fan, that's why.
Huh?
You're a Nola fan, that's
why. You can't
hold
it.
Yeah, exactly. You can't hold that against the pitcher. Well, I understand that, you know, listen, you got to battle through some of these things, and you can have a bad inning or what have you. You just can't have a disastrous inning, and Zach never has that.
No.
Unlike Nola.
Rarely,
and I'm
yes.
a Nola guy, but I know that happens at times. Although he's pretty good his last time out.
Finally
got some run support. Yeah. I really didn't get run support.
No, but not while he was in
neither
there.
Neither here nor there. Nobody wants to hear that.
Yes.
We go back to last night. Trey hit the ball well last night.
Again.
And that's probably the only good thing. Like, Rojas hitting the ball, I'm not taking anything out of Rojas hitting the ball. I am not. He hit a home run, great. It's good he had a couple hits.
He's hitting 300.
It's awesome. Awesome. It's a weak 300. You can't tell me that you feel confident when Rojas gets up to the plate.
Well, I'm starting to get there.
I mean,
even the sacrifice fly. Now, look, if we're being honest about it, it was a sacrifice fly that Bohm should have was dead to rights at home plate. But he still lifted the ball in the air. That's what he needed to do. I don't know. We're what, 25, 28 games into the season. He's still hitting well. He doesn't look clueless up there like he looked last year.
Did he hit 300 last year?
No, I hit 300 in 2023.
Was that 2 years ago? Yeah.
Now, that was the fakest 300
I think
I've ever
seen. I'm just saying, I've seen him.
This is more real than that, at least.
Listen, I don't want to get stuck on Rojas.
I don't want to get stuck on Rojas. But he's the same
thing. It's the reason why he's batting ninth, even though he's batting what he's batting.
Sure, yes.
So, I'm just saying, Trey is the only thing from an offensive standpoint.
Schwarber hits a home run.
I called that yesterday. Not surprised by that.
You did.
Called that home run from Schwarbs. Not worried about that. I'm happy that Trey Turner is starting to look like Trey Turner at the plate. Out in the field, still a lot of issues there. Still a lot of issues there out in the field. It's a team that just doesn't play fundamentally sound baseball enough. In fear of being insulting with the team, I don't know if they're a very smart baseball team in general. You know what I mean? It's not like we make the headiest plays out there, right? So I still feel that. And Spike, I don't know about you. I don't know about Jack, other people. I'm almost relieved when they win games now. I don't expect it. And there's a difference. Going into a game, expecting to win series, that feeling has been gone, or really hasn't. I don't think it's ever been here. For this season, I've been pleasantly surprised when they won series, when they won the series against the Dodgers. I didn't go in expecting that. And some of these other series, like I said, I'm more or less relieved when they win a series or win games than I am expecting them. So my bar for them is not as high. And last night, to me, was just more evidence of why my bar isn't high for him.
See, and I think that's exactly why last night is the test of whether you think they're good or not. Because if last night's game happened, let's say, 25 games into last season, we would have said they found a way again. They found a way again. They didn't play their best ball, but they found a way to win, right?
Yep.
Like last year, in the middle of that hot streak, we would have said there's just another game they found a way to win.
No doubt about it.
And that is how I saw that game. Now, I'm not going to say I wasn't frustrated when Trey threw the ball 8 feet left of home plate and Rojas misplayed two center balls to center field. I get it. But at the end, they still found a way to win the game. Even that bottom of the ninth, I don't think happens 2 weeks ago. I just think they are finding their way out of the malaise that they were in a few weeks ago. It doesn't look pretty, but I still see signs of them coming out of it. So I again, last night's game is a test. If you take away the bad, you don't think the team's any good. If you take away the good, you still think the team has a shot. 215-592-9494. Jack, what did you think coming out of that game?
Yeah, I thought it was a game that I don't think they should have lost, but I also think they didn't deserve to win. I mean, that's the best way that I can put it. Like, I didn't think they should have lost because I thought Wheeler was great. It didn't feel like a loss. I think sometimes you feel like a loss is coming. I certainly was caught by surprise. I was shocked that... I guess shock's probably the wrong word to use for Kirkering at this point. But I would say, if you're looking for my where I'm at on the pendulum between you and Ike, I still lean more towards Ike. I think there's more...
You just don't think they're good.
I think there's more question marks than real solid stuff. Trey, yeah. It's also a lot of singles, which is fine. It's development. We take it.
He's getting there.
Yeah.
He gets to hit singles, but Bohm doesn't.
Oh, but when Ben Revere does it, run him out of town.
But can I tell you the other thing about Trey hitting singles? Is Trey is doing something this year that he wasn't able to do last year, and that is use his speed. His speed has been an asset this year. There's been a few times where he's beat out infield singles because he's going as hard as he can. Yep.
31 miles an hour is fastest in a long time the other day.
Yep. Oh, like
last
that.
Year that led to a hamstring issue. I'm just saying.
Slow down, Trey.
Yeah, it did slow him down. Well, that's the difference between him hitting a single.
Last year he had a lot of infield hits before he got to he pulled his hamstring.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, and they pulled his hamstring coming home, but yeah, it was a lot of that.
Well, I'm just saying the running on the base pass.
Right.
That's all
I'm
saying.
Well, hopefully he doesn't pull
I want him to run hard. I'm not saying you don't want him to hustle. I'm not saying that.
We were playing at the Mink when we figured out he was down for 6 weeks. Who could forget that, Spike?
Wait. Oh, you guys were.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Private clubs only.
All right. Golf guy. All right, 215. So you think you just don't believe it?
Yeah, like I care a lot, live and die with every pitch, but I don't feel this big onslaught of here comes the run. Like I think they have too many question marks for that. Starting staff will keep them in it because starting staff's dominant, but I think the offense is too inconsistent and the bullpen's I think worse than we thought. I mean, Kirkering not developing into what they need is hurting. Romano might be on his way back. Good sign. But, like, Strom last night again in a big spot, let an inherited run come in. It's just there's more question marks than things that I fully believe.
Not to get into minutiae, just a quick question on Kirkering. I think Kirkering thing's a confidence issue because
I can see that.
I wasn't blaming him for last night because last night felt like him going, oh no, here we go again. Because there were defensive errors that put him in a situation to give up that home run. Now, he had a hang of, was it a curveball, whatever he threw
there. It's a sweeper.
A sweeper, okay. He had a hang one there and let up that home run, but it felt
but
like...
But how long are we going to take for him to deal with this confidence issue?
I don't know.
It could be a whole season thing for a young player who's dealing with failure for the first time in the big leagues.
All right, we are using last night's game sort of as a test of whether you think the Phillies are good. Did you take away more bad from last night or more good? There were certainly both. I take away more good. Ike and Jack take away more bad. 215-592-9494. Colin in West Deptford. You're on WIP. What's up, Colin?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How are we doing today?
What's up, Colin?
What's up, Colin?
Hey, so I actually think Dave Dombrowski deprived his team of a championship, and it became very evident last night. I think the bullpen rears its ugly head night after night. I don't think the offense is good enough. And if you look around the league at the guys that we got rid of compared to last year, Carlos Estevez, he's dominating right now. Gregory Soto and Sir Anthony Dominguez are even also good pieces for the Orioles. And then you look at Jeff Hoffman, and they're celebrating that guy out in Toronto like he's the next coming of Pedro Martinez. I don't think that this team is primed to make a run. I don't think that this is a good team. We had a kind of like a prove-it offseason this past year, and if anything, we got worse. And I just kind of wanted to see what your guys' take on that was.
I don't think they got worse in the offseason. I really don't. I hear every criticism you made is all legitimate. I don't think they got worse. I think they're better in left field than they were last season. I think their starting staff is better this year than it was last year with the addition of Lizardo. I think the lineup's the same. Now, the bullpen's worse, but I understand them not wanting to give 3 years to Jeff Hoffman, who failed two physicals. I know Estevez's numbers are good. He's certainly serviceable. I think he stinks. Like, I think he's I don't think he is a top. I don't think he should be paid like a top reliever because I don't think it's what he is. The Sir Anthony and I think the letting go of Sir Anthony and Sir Anthony specifically and Soto will come back to bite him. And you know they're in a position where they're going to have to trade for a bullpen guy if they want this season to be anything at the deadline. They're going to have to trade for a bullpen guy. But I don't think they got worse. I hear everything that you're saying, but I don't think they're a worse team than they were last year. I think if anything, real quick, Colin, if anything, the first 2 months of last year probably deceived us into thinking that they're something that they might not be. I mean, they what won 87 games in 22, right? Mm-hmm. 89 games or 90 games in 23. And then aside from the first 7 weeks of last season, they were a 500 team. So most of the examples of this Phillies team has been slightly above 500 and made a run in the playoffs. You know, so I think they're probably the same team that they've been the last few years.
Which isn't good.
It's a good team. It's just not as good as we want it to be.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. But, like, at the same time last year, we were steamrolling these bad teams. We weren't letting them get back into games. This keeps happening on a night-to-night basis.
Yep.
I don't think that this is the same ball club. We watched this team get mowed down by the Mets. What did we just see this past series over the weekend? We didn't stand a chance against those guys. They're a better baseball team up in New York, and we don't have – I think it's a worse offense. I think everybody is a year older, and you know, you say Trey's, you know, he's still the same speed guy. He's gotten thrown out how many more times on base? Like, yes, he can beat out those ground balls, but I don't think he has that same acceleration. I think at the end of the day, Dave Dombrowski, he deprived his team of a championship. And, you know, in a year where, you know, we kind of got embarrassed last year, we kind of just stayed put. If anything, we got worse. But I appreciate the time, fellas. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Colin.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I can't. How can you not think this team is worse than it was last year? I don't know if numbers prove it or not. Hey, Bryce Harper is not the same player he was last year when he's on top of his game.
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all we can do is judge.
But you know Castellanos is better than he was at this point last year.
Who is that?
Castellanos.
Yes. Yeah, Casty is a little better than
Schwarber's
he was last year.
At this point is as good, maybe a little better.
Bohm is not.
Stott's better.
Stott's better. Trey was
off to a pretty hot start last year.
Yeah.
He was cooking last year.
330 before he heard this.
Yeah, he was cooking last year. We don't have Ranger.
We have Lizardo in that place, and Lizardo's been just as good as Ranger was last
year. Nola was great last year, first half of the season. For Nola.
I don't even remember.
I lock in on those. So he's not as good as he was last year. The bullpen isn't as good. We're not scoring as many runs. We're giving up more runs. I don't know if we're as good defensively as we were last year. One thing I do know is that the feeling that I have about this team is nowhere near the same that I had last year.
I would agree with you. At this point, they're not as good as they were at this point last year.
Right.
But taking last year as a whole, I don't know that they're a worse team than they were last year. As a whole, because that's taking the second half as well.
No, that's fine. But the problem with that is they weren't great in the second half. So even if I were to say this is the team they were in the second half, that's not good enough.
No, but maybe there's a run in this team in June, and maybe there's a run in this team in July when we do have Ranger coming.
You're right.
We do have Ranger coming back in a week or two.
They do have the trade deadline. They have Painter.
They do have Painter. They will add Painter at some point. Like, I don't
know. Otto Kemp, I know you guys are Kemped up.
You're Kemped up, I'll tell you that. Where are they going to play Kemp?
Maybe platoon in left field.
Okay. Who the hell is Kemp?
Otto Kemp.
He's this 25-year-old guy up at Lehigh Valley that has a 1,200 OPS, had two home runs last night.
He's cooking.
Come on, Ike.
Play him a third.
It's the deepest Iron Picks team I've ever seen. Ike. Yeah.
Play him a third. Play him at third base.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Well, I know. We're going to feed that take to Giglio. That feels like a Giglio.
Yeah.
By the way, have you seen Giglio's tweets recently?
No.
Everything is, they must. Everything is, have to. They're going to do that. Send Boehm down and bring up Otto Kemp. It's going to be a Giglio take in a week.
All right. Well,
call my shot.
It might not last that long. I don't have to wait that long.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow. We got to fill shows here. 215-592-9494. Do you think the Phillies are good, and do you take the good away from last night, or do you think they're not good, and you take the bad away from last night? Jim in Bryn Mawr, you're on WIP. What's up, Jim?
Hey, thanks, guys. I think the team is good, and there's no question they're good, I think.
There's no question they're good. What evidence you have to say they're good?
Well,
compared to whom?
I think I'm just looking at a player and position by position, comparatively speaking, with the division. They've got the most athletic team. They've got the best power. No one's going to stop
the best power.
Well, they don't have that.
Not this year.
I mean, we got two guys that got more than two home runs.
Over the course of the season, what do you see? They will have power. They will deliver. My big criticism right now is that it took them this long to finally play Rojas regularly. I mean, he is a Willie Mays in the making.
All right. Who?
I'm out.
Willie Mays Hayes?
Willie Mays Hayes.
I meant Willie Mays.
No.
Based on his athleticism. Absolutely. And the play last night, that was a knuckleball, okay? Impossible. Nobody could have caught that ball.
Hold on, Jim. As the residential gridiron guy here, are you two going to let this go?
Well,
your head didn't explode when he said Rojas is Willie Mays out there in center field.
I think he's making his own point at this. I need somebody on my side. On Jim's with me.
I'm trying to question your baseball acumen.
I said he's Willie Mays Hayes. What more do you want from me? Well, I make jokes. I don't make takes. Everyone, calm
Jack
down.
Jack thinks that Willie Mays takes. Catch is overrated.
Of course, it's overrated. It's only because it's a big outfield.
I'm a student of Eddie Collins. And Eddie Collins Jr., who taught me to throw a knuckle curve that I took to Arizona State and played with Brett Butler, Hubie Brooks, and Mickey Hatcher.
Spike's favorite player is Brett Butler.
Yeah, I love Brett Butler.
This is a great team.
I'm out, man.
Ike's out.
Listen, I don't know if you're trolling or not, but here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to allow you to make me blow a gasket the other day with Willie Mays, and this is a very good team.
I'm Johan Rojas.
How old is Johan Rojas?
24.
Okay.
He does the same numbers, Willie Mays.
How many years has he played as a major leaguer? This is his third season already.
Third season, yep.
And look at Willie Mays. How many seasons did it take him to hit his stride? Three seasons. All right, we're reaching that point where if they can just stick with Rojas, I would even lead him off. He's got speed. Yeah.
Great idea.
He's got some things to learn on bunting. He's still not bunting properly.
Striking out a lot.
Has to be a family member,
and he's swinging hard. They're telling him to go ahead and swing as hard as you can.
He doesn't sound like a Rojas.
They're telling him to swing hard.
Yeah,
they don't want the ball on the ground.
I think he's a super talent and a center fielder. He can anchor this center defense.
How do you say that after last night?
Showed the best why he's the best catcher.
Hold on. How do you say that after last night? How do you say after two instances where he should be calling off other corner fielders and he let the ball drop right in front of him?
Well, I agree. There's some inconsistency. There's some inexperience there. He's very young. But I still think he's got the best upside future. And then clearly Kepler is a huge addition to this team. He's a
great
hitter. He's
like Barry Bonds out there, yep.
Who'd you compare him to? Ted Williams? I mean, a little splendid splinter?
Trey Turner's my favorite player.
Awesome.
Yep.
And,
yep.
I've been following him since day one. And I mean, he's just got to get his feet set. He gets sometimes a little jittery, and he sometimes throws too quickly. And makes a bad throw, but he's only got, I think, 5 errors now in the year.
That's it?
Well, at least we're only a month into the season.
Only 6 weeks of the season.
Only 5. All right, Jim, I'm going to let Jim go. The worst part is when I have the...
He was making a lot of good points.
I have the unpopular opinion, and that is who is... no offense.
Oh, my God.
He played with Brett Butler.
He did. Learned the knuckle curve. He did learn the knuckle curve. All right.
Said Willie Mays 4 times, man. And I'm like, you're not going to respond to that, Fritz.
Yeah. I couldn't move him off it either.
Jack, serious. And Jack says the Eagles callers don't always bring
exactly.
it. Yeah. That was something
else. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but we both usually agree on the Phillies callers.
Yes, yeah. We do.
I think the Eagles callers actually make the most sense.
Right.
Which is
terrifying. 215-592-9494. What do you take more out of last night? Do you take the bad and you think the team isn't any good, or do you take the good and you think the team is good and they're starting to figure it out? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Eagles make a contract move. They make a move to keep one of their young players. We will talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Speaking of which... Not us, but the song. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. You know, Jack, but the way he phrases this question, this is not what I'm saying.
No, I know.
Yeah, all right.
I didn't know how to word what you were saying into a Twitter question.
Yes, because when you say good,
everyone's like, oh, gourds are good.
Yeah, right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
But you know what I mean when I
question?
Say good. Well, okay, here's the question. Do you believe the Phillies are a true World Series contender?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Do you believe the Phillies are a true World Series contender?
What do you think the answer?
Basically what we're asking.
The answer is no. I wouldn't say overwhelmingly no, though. Let's go 57% says no.
Okay. So and here's why I think I am where I am.
Okay.
They say no 77%.
77%.
And wow.
That's a little much.
It's a little much. And when you say World Series contender, it's tough, right? Because there are teams that look very, very good right now. The Phillies don't look very, very good. They look pretty good, I guess, is how they look. Mm-hmm. But like most of what I hear about the Phillies this year, I didn't hear anybody talking about Trey having 4 hits last night. And I'm just talking about online, whatever, you know, but even listening to the radio today, I don't hear very much of it.
A lot of he's a bum and stuff.
A lot of that, right? I don't hear anybody about Rojas hitting 300. I don't hear anybody talking about Wheeler. Let me say this. Alvarado's inning last night was awesome.
Oh, it was electric.
It was an awesome inning last night.
Because it ended awesome.
Well, it ended awesome, yeah.
But he
didn't even like...
I was sitting there like, yeah, here we go.
He only gave up one bad hit.
Yeah, the second one was a bleeder.
Yeah, so...
You like that term, Mike?
Yep.
Wipe the blood off, is what we said.
He bared down. He got the outs. Whatever.
Yeah, he did.
It just did. People have really... And it goes back to that clip we played yesterday from Evan and Tiki.
Yeah.
People have just turned.
Yeah.
People are looking for the bad. It reminds me of the Sixers.
Is there anything that can happen in the regular season to turn people back? That's my thing. Like,
you need a
real winning streak.
Yeah, a real winning streak.
But even
if
they win 9 of 10, I still feel like they're gonna be like, well, who cares? Wake me up. And I just
that's true
because they're It's very hard to play perfect baseball. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's going to be bad things that happen in every single game. It's kind of just the nature of the sport. There's going to be strikeouts. There's going to be runners left in second base. It just feels like it's so, there's such a microscope on that stuff right now with this team.
Yes, and that's why I keep talking about last night, is that I swear if this game had happened in May of last year, we would have said, Phil's fouled away again. They found a way again. You know, they wanted to blow it, but they found a way in the bottom of the ninth inning. And I really don't believe they would have won that game 2 weeks ago. Like, I really don't.
They were lucky to win it last night. Yeah, if they were playing a better team, they lose that game.
Yeah, but they still won it.
Only because the other team is worse.
Yeah, but they had to make the ninth inning happen. It wasn't all wild pitches, you know.
No, normally you give up a 3-run shot at the top of the ninth. That's ball game.
Yeah, people just don't believe at all in the Phillies this year. I don't feel it at all.
I got to be honest with you, and I don't either. And I think we're well within our right to feel the way that we feel until they give us another reason to feel a different way. I mean, it's great that Schwarber hit a home run last night, but it had been a couple weeks since he had gone on the tear that he started the season off with. He had cooled down. And Bryce, other than the homestand that he had where he hit like 3 or 4 home runs and that one homestand that he had, you know, Bryce hasn't put together weeks of Bryce Harper-type baseball. And so part of me is like, man, I'm wondering, are we starting to see a decline in Bryce Harper to a degree? Right, and, you know, we want the dramatic hits, the dramatic home runs. We're not really getting any of that right now from our star players. And the problem is, you're getting these games like a Rojas game, a Kepler game. You know, these players leading us aren't going to instill faith in the fan base.
I agree.
Yeah,
the devil's advocate would say when your best players are struggling and the role player steps up. And helps keep you afloat.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good thing, too.
No, I agree.
I'm glad we had a Kepler game the other day. I'm glad we had a Rojas game. All right. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. And my man, Jack.
Tasty Cake.
This still is a good team, Ike. It's a good. I hear every word you say. I listen every day to what you say.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have this. I mean, the bullpen. First of all, Spike. There was nothing awesome about that eighth inning. I mean, you blink your eyes and the bases are loaded.
Oh, well, I mean, but the end of the inning was
awesome. About that.
The end of the inning was awesome.
Yeah, I could unclench my butt cheeks by the time the inning was over. Unwound your butt cheeks.
Tough, but, man, that bullpen, Spike, as soon as you go to that bullpen, you're getting right on the roller coaster.
Yep.
And here we go. And it's every night. But I still have great faith in this starting rotation. I think, you know, I believe they're still a World Series contender.
I hope you're right, Tasty Kate.
Yep.
I
now,
do.
Ike. Yes. Now, Ike.
Yes.
Guy wants it. This Evan dude, okay? What did he say? That you and Spike go through the motions? Is that what he said?
Well, so
I'm not really saying.
No, when we had Evan on yesterday, and Evan said we don't care.
Oh, yeah.
So, Evan, Tasty Cake.
Instead of worrying about the Phillies, he needs to do an emergency tracheotomy on Jalen Brunson because they pulled the lamb chop out of his throat last night the way those Knicks choked like dogs.
They did choke. But here's the thing.
Let's go Pistons.
But Tasty Cake.
Possible, Daddy. They gave to Tobias Harris some sunlight.
But so,
you can't give Toby any sunlight, Dom.
Don't give Toby no sunlight.
So here's the thing, though, Tasty Cake. Evan's a Nets fan. He hates the Knicks as much as you do. And I think the reason he said that about me and Ike, just for perspective,
ridiculous.
Is that Evan is the way that Evan likes the Mets. I don't know if I like any team the way that Evan likes the Mets. He is so in that to him, everybody else, if you are not, he scores every game like with a scorecard, like a lunatic. So yeah. I think that's why he sees Jack, and he sees Jack as similar to him, and he doesn't see me.
Jack's a baseball guy who's constantly tweeting about baseball. He's a high hopes guy.
Yep.
And no matter what I do or what I talk about or what I say, I'm going to always be a football guy.
Or maybe Evan saw the fist bump and high five and running up and down the road
when that was coming.
When Lindor hit the home run because Ike won $30 in a parlay.
Can I say this? I think part of why my reaction
it was more than
was,
30.
Yeah, yeah. But he wouldn't have been so happy if it was just 30. Part of why my reaction was muted is I didn't want to give them the satisfaction.
Yes.
So I just stood there staring.
Right.
But I didn't want to give them the satisfaction. I got pretty wrapped up in almost every Phillies game.
I will give you
year.
Credit on that. Game two, you were great. I mean, the Lindor home run was so bad that we ran to Mike Breen after the game. And I said, Mike, do you even know what I'm going through? I never even met Mike Breen before. You know what I mean? Mike's like, can
the
I get a
great Mike Breen.
Mike's yeah, like, can I get a photo?
Yes, exactly.
Ike, teach me something. Teach me something.
What's up?
Ike, how do you have a 7-point lead with and possession of the ball with 48 seconds left? How did Bucks lose that game last night? I mean, you couldn't watch it. I didn't see it.
Well,
nope.
Two words.
How could that possibly happen?
Two words.
Yeah.
Doc Rivers.
I'm going to say it slow so we can all pick it up.
That's probably a better answer than I could give you, Tasty Cake. Yeah, that's a pretty good answer there.
You know, when they were telling me that, I thought I heard something wrong because it doesn't seem physically possible that could happen.
Yeah, they figured it out last night.
They wound up giving – so I know you're being facetious by asking me, but they gave up an easy three to the Smith kid from Indiana.
I'm not being facetious. Because
okay.
They had possession of the ball, from what I understand.
Yeah.
So they got to run that down. They should have been shooting foul shots.
But they missed a shot.
The ball with 48 seconds left. They have to go to the line.
Indiana didn't foul them. They wound up stealing the ball. They give up an open three. They come back down. Milwaukee turns the ball over again. Halliburton goes down there and gets a and one. So now you got a 1-point game. They go back down the court again. Then I think Milwaukee misses the shot. And then Halliburton hits the game winner over Giannis on that last play.
So Spike, here's one for you.
All right.
As a six, you and I are Sixer soulmates.
Right.
As a guy that sees slop like the Orlando Magic, the Heat, and the Bucks that actually got into this tournament, does that encourage you for next year? That, you know, when you got to try to jump over people, I mean, you're literally jumping over a pig trough.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, the only two real teams in the East right now are the Cavs and the Celtics. Those are the two teams. But that is what I've talked myself into every year. It just comes down to one thing next year, Tasty Cake. Is it possible that Joel Embiid has a healthy enough season for them to be good? Now, could they, without him, be a play-in team? Sure, yeah, I think they could next year, but I don't care about that at this point.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy, and no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The only way they become one of those teams is with him. That's it. That's it.
I don't know if you feel this, Spike, because you're a little young for this, but your dad will sure feel this. The thought of the Celtics raising another banner and the Sixers are the also-ran of the NBA, it doesn't get worse for a guy like me.
Oh, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody beaten. I thought the OKC could do it, Spike. I really did. Nobody's beaten the Celtics. They're just.
I don't think so. I agree with you. I think thank you for the call, Tasty Kick. I think the Celtics are the best team in the playoffs. Now, OKC had an awesome first series.
Mm-hmm.
That was incredible. But the other that, like, I think
yeah,
Boston's
wait till
got
play,
too
wait till
much.
They play Denver or the Clippers?
Right. Well, I think they end up playing Denver. But yes, they have
one of those two
yeah,
teams.
Not, not
yes.
the Grizzlies. Not somebody that just
knew,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't trust Ja Morant.
So, Eagles, this was a question we had, whether they would pick up Jordan Davis's fifth-year option.
Yeah.
Now, this is for 2026. Mm-hmm. He was already on the team for 2025, but they did pick up the option. It's $13 million. Were you surprised?
Mildly surprised, but pleasantly surprised. I didn't know what the Eagles were going to do because I didn't know exactly what they thought about Jordan Davis. I mean, I know what I think about Jordan Davis. But I didn't know if the Eagles were willing to commit to that fifth year and whether or not they would leave it as a carrot out in front of him or really have a having play in a prove a year, which would be the last year of his deal if they didn't pick up his option, to see if that could sort of, you know, how players, when we're in a contract year, you sometimes play at your best. But I'm happy to see that even if all doesn't go well for Jordan this year and he doesn't have a career year, he's still young enough that if he's your starting defensive tackle, even if it's just that year, it's all right. Like $13 million, that's not going to kill you for your starting defensive tackle. 25.
He's a young player. Yeah. You develop maybe over the next 2 years, he becomes something that you haven't seen so far. He's like a serviceable player.
Yeah,
I think.
And he's a good locker room guy. It's part of that, obviously, the Georgia Bulldog brand with those guys. So, and he's a body type that you don't have on the team.
That big giant run stopper guy.
You don't have anywhere else on the team.
I think the thing that makes me question him is just the conditioning. There were so many games last year where he played. You looked at the snap count after the game, and like Jordan Davis played 13 snaps. Jordan Davis played 12 snaps, something like that. That's not a $13 million player. But maybe they can figure it out. And they're going through so much transition on defense. At least it's a guy that they know they can count on for what he is, I guess, at this point.
Yep.
It's just amazing they won't pay Dallas Goedert $14 million, but they'll pay Jordan Davis $13 million. It's like Dallas Goedert, I think, is a more effective player than Jordan Davis is.
Ah, but he's not more important to the defense.
To the defense, right.
So
they can get
Davis
by without
Dallas
Goedert.
Jordan Davis is more important to the defense than Goedert is to the offense.
Sure.
I'm not slighting Goedert.
Yep.
It's just that when you look at the pecking order of the guys that have to get the football over there, he's third at best, and most people would say he's probably fourth if you throw Saquon in there as, you know what I mean? He's third if it's just passing situations. But just getting the ball from an offensive standpoint, he's fourth.
Well, and another thing, that's not a position that Jalen seems to throw to very often as far as tight end. It's just not what he has done so far. 215-592-9494, Mike and Conshohocken, you're on WIP.
Boys, lovely afternoon out here. And, you know, Mike, I was thinking we were going to trend a little more toward a positive baseball guy, but has anybody really taken a peek at the schedule through almost the All-Star break? I mean, this month of May. I mean, if we can come out of this with 20 wins, take a look at the schedule. I mean, we got some important things coming up as you get toward the All-Star break. There's some great stuff. The Milwaukee Atlanta series in June. Long story short, this team's if we stay within 3, 4, 5 games as we get close, nobody's going to want to face us. Our guys are going to step up. They can prove that they're unbeatable. As far as last night, after 40 years of watching a hanging curveball beat you to a left-handed hitter, I'd find everybody, I don't know who it is. Is it JT? Is it, what? You cannot throw that pitch under any circumstances, one. Two, my favorite guy on the whole team, at this point, if Cassie can't be counted on to make some contact, that 5th or 6th run, I don't know what, Luke Kerr to the right field, and it has to be, he has to make contact. But at the end of the year, this team's going to come through, and, they're going to be there. I think they're going to win it. Now, I'm not as confident as, the Eagles going after Santa Clara and putting up, 49 points, but that's where I'm at. I take a look at the schedule. We're going to crush it out there. Chalk up wins, and stay close, and then nobody's going to want to face these hitters come the end of the year.
Well, listen, Mike. I can appreciate the optimism. You kind of infuse a little bit of faith into people like myself to say, you don't have to completely throw the season away. And that's not what I'm doing. Even with last night's win, Mike, I didn't feel inspired by that. I didn't have the feeling of, man, this is what good baseball teams do. They find a way to win these baseball games and we're about to go on a run. I felt more relieved that they won that game. I really did. I felt more relieved that I wouldn't have to come in today and everybody's upset because Kirkering did in the top of the ninth. I didn't have to deal with that. I didn't feel joy that we won the game, and this is something that could springboard us. Man, I hope they do get to a point where they're starting to play more consistently, hit the ball more consistently. The bullpen at least settles down to where we can hold leads, or we can hold a team to a couple of runs, and it will allow us to win a game late instead of giving the game away. I want to get to that feeling, and I'm just not there yet. I'm not there yet. And here's the other crazy part, Mike, with the team when we look at it overall. I don't know how we're getting better. Other than hoping that these guys start to play better, when I say I don't know how we're getting better, I don't see where Dave Dombrowski is about to go out and make moves, even at the trade deadline, significant enough to have a major impact. Because that will require you to give up something of significance. And I don't think the Phillies are going to be in that position where they want to give up anything significant.
And do people want the Phillies to do that?
I don't, especially if you're talking about young players.
Reinvesting in this team. I think that's the talking point at the trade deadline.
Again, at this point, peek at the schedule, see that we're going to chalk up the win, and these guys are going to come through at the end, and that's what I believe in. You know, the other things, we'll see what happens.
All right,
Mike. Well, I think there's a couple of things to think about when you think about the playoffs. First of all, is that getting a wild card is going to be tough this year. I mean, it might almost be easier to win the East, but then you think about that, and you know the Mets have looked great so far. Now we look great for the first 2 months of last season, and the Mets look terrible. Who knows if that flips around? As far as the schedule, it's not like the schedule is super easy. I mean, there are bad teams and there are good teams. You look far enough.
They play the same teams. Yeah. Everybody plays.
They play the he's saying through May.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
play the Diamondbacks. They play the Rays, but then they play the Guardians, then the Cardinals, then the Pirates, then the Rockies, then the A's. So, and then the Braves again the rest of this month. So, I don't know.
Like you said, though, but unless players are injured, I mean, this is like basketball and hockey.
Yeah.
And you play all the teams in the league. You play the same schedule that everybody plays.
Yeah.
When you play them.
It's not like they have an easy schedule.
Yeah, it's not the NFL.
No. They're just going to have to play better. They're just going to have to. They won the Cubs series. That's great. I want them to go out tonight with Chris Sanchez on the mound and win this series. I think, let's forget about an 8 or 9 game winning streak or anything like that. I want them to stack series wins and start looking like a professional, good baseball team.
Here's what I don't like. They got 16 wins, right?
Yeah.
That's like 16 wins is like the fifth most in the National League, maybe fourth most. 21, 20, 18, 19. Yeah, 16 is like the fourth or fifth most wins. I look at that and I see 16 and 13. I look at the run differential.
Yeah, they're plus one.
It's one.
Yeah,
they're I'm looking
one.
At everybody else's run differential.
It's like plus 30.
The Cubs, 48. Yeah. The Dodgers, plus 30. The Mets, plus 55. You know what I mean? Like, that's dominant baseball. We are barely getting by winning.
Yes, I would agree. I just think the best performances of this team
is still to come. Okay.
That's what I'm hoping.
Okay.
Look, is Bryce on the downside of his career? Probably, but he's also not a 230 hitter. I don't think he is.
Right.
Is Bohm, look, I rip on Bohm. I think I've had enough of him.
But
also,
not a home run hitter.
But he's not a zero home run guy. I think he'll be better. I would hope he'll be better than he's been. And they do get Ranger back, and they're gonna have what's his name Painter up there. So I don't know. I'm glad that they have been as off as they've been, and they're 16 and 13. Like everyone feels like this team's terrible, and they're 16 and 13. So maybe this is the worst of what we've seen. I still think the best of the Phillies is yet to come. We will talk about. You want to talk about optimism? The eternal optimism.
Yes.
Larry Anderson joins us next.
Look, LA.
If there's somebody that's going to make us feel better, it's Larry Anderson. What do you take more away from last night? The good stuff or the
LA
bad
like
stuff?
This,
do you think he agrees with the caller that said Johan Rojas reminds him of Willie Mays?
Run that by LA.
I might.
No. Let
I do
want
to make sure he does the game tonight, you know, so I don't want to make him blow a gasket.
He spent about 3 innings complaining about the first Rojas thing. It wasn't even there, by the way. Yeah.
Well aware.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Do you take more the good or more the bad away from last night's game? Larry Anderson joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.